Today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Tainis, as well as beginning Be'ez Hashem the third parak of Maseches Tainis. So, at the end of the second parak, Parak Beis, Mishnah Yud is where we are holding. So says the Mishnah. Ein goes in Tainis al Tzibur Rosh Chodesh b'Chanukah b'Purim. You're not allowed to make a Tainis Tzibur for the community that's going to fall in either Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, because those are days that you're not supposed to fast. Vim hischilu ein mafsikin. But if they already began to keep a set of fast days, you know, a Monday, Thursday, a Monday, and then one of those days falls out on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah and Purim, then you don't have to stop the series of fast days. You're allowed to continue because Chanukah and Purim are only midrabbanan. Rosh Chodesh is midaraisa, but it wasn't a day of mishta on a daraisa level. So even though you're not allowed to make a fast on those days, you're not going to uproot a fast that's already slated for those days. That is the shita of Rabbi Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Meir, afal pisha Amar Rabbi Gamliel in mafsikin. That even though Rabbi Gamliel says we do not interrupt a set of fast days for those yom tovim moda hayoshet mashlimin, he does agree we don't complete the fast on those yom tovim. Meaning on those special days, they would eat. You would already break your fast before sunset. Now, v'chein Tisha B'av shechalios prayer of Shabbos, and the same would be if Tisha B'av were to fall on a Friday, we'd fast most of the day, but we would eat a little bit before sunset because we don't want to go into Shabbos while we are hungry. Now, Tisha B'av no longer falls on a Friday, but it used to be that Tisha B'av could fall on a Friday when Beis Din was kaveh the chodesh based on the levana with a fixed calendar. It just doesn't happen. Tisha B'av will never fall on a Friday with a fixed calendar. So now we move on to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. In Parak Aleph, we discussed that when the rain doesn't come on time, so the Chachamim had a series of fast days that were just for Tamid Chachamim, and then fast days that were for everybody but were a little bit lighter in terms of their restrictions, and then the set of three more fast days that were stricter, and then seven more fast days. So the Mishnah is going to tell us that sometimes we skip straight to the end. We go straight to the more severe fast days. Seder Tanya Seilu Hamar Berevir Rishona. These fast days that we mentioned earlier in the Masechta is when the first period of rain should have come and hadn't come. Aval tzmachim sheshanu matriyan alei miyad. But if the rain did come and the plants just didn't grow in their normal way, the crops grew in an abnormal way, in a strange way. The wheat grew without kernels that were edible, or barley grew that was clearly inferior to normal barley. So we already got the rain, but what it produced is terrible. So then we immediately start blowing the shofar, and we go to the most strict types of fast days, you know, the ones where the shofar is blown, which is during the last series of the seven fast days. Or also, if it did rain, but then rain stopped for 40 days in between one rain and the next, then immediately we're going to blow the shofar, because that's something that's going to cause a food shortage, meaning the danger is such a significant and immediate danger that we don't have time to go through less severe fast days before we build up to the more severe fast days. We would have to deal with it immediately. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Perek Bey's Mishnah Yud, we learned that we're not Gozer Tainis on the Tzibor on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah, or Purim, but Rabbi Gamliel says if it was already part of a series of fast days and it landed on one of those days, we're allowed to continue it. Rabbi Meir said that even though Rabbi Gamliel says Ein Mafsikin, Rabbi Gamliel would still be Moda that you wouldn't, that if you were to have a fast day that, you know, that part of the series landed on Rosh Chodesh, you don't fast the entire day. You'd break your fast a little bit before sunset, and the same would be true if Tisha B'av falls on Friday, you'd break your fast a little bit before sunset. And then Paragimel, Mishnah Aleph, we learned that the whole idea of building up from less severe to more severe fast days is only when the first rains have been delayed. But when you have a more serious threat, like it did rain, but the grain is growing in a terrible way, or it rained, but now it's more than 40 days in between rains, then we go straight to the most severe forms of fast days. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnayos, Beis, and Gimel.